Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
As is so often the case in sports, the story is not told in how many times you get knocked down, but rather how many times you get back up. Syracuse University fans need look no further than this year's SU lacrosse team to prove that point. With a torn ACL and no scholarship, Sergio Salcido's future at SU was looking bleak. But now the midfielder is one of the Orange's most electrifying players. WAER's Tyler Aki takes a look at how Salcido went from a walk-on to an All-American.
Everyone from home was always like, if you want to play at the best level for Division I lacrosse, you got to go to Syracuse. And kind of was Syracuse or bust mentality for me.
I mean, I don't know if we've ever had a player come as far as Sergio has.
More than 1,200 miles separate Sergio Salcido's hometown of Winter Park, Florida, from Syracuse. But the captain's path to college lacrosse stardom stretches much longer than that. As a kid, Salcido already had ties to Central New York and knew he wanted to wear orange at a young age.
I've wanted a player since I was in second grade. My aunt used to be a field hockey ref up here, actually, for the women's college game. She took me to a game, and I, you know, I went to the Dome and caught a lacrosse game afterwards, and I was just hooked.
Salcido's journey to SU began as a walk-on who needed to prove that he belonged at one of the nation's most storied lacrosse programs. And right out of the gate, the midfielder's quest to prove himself hit a major road bump.
I tore my ACL like the first week of practice, and obviously that's not how I wanted to start, you know, my career here at Syracuse. So. Yeah, I would say at times, you know, I kind of had some doubts and, you know, some disbelief, but I knew it was just maybe like a test to see like how bad I really wanted it. So I stuck it out and I told myself, you know, just give it until at least the end of your sophomore year. And then if you're really not feeling it, you know, you can always transfer or make a different decision.
And transferring was something that definitely crossed Salcido's mind. He didn't attempt a shot until his third year on campus when he took a dozen. And guess what? He missed all 12. After that year, Salcido had a moment that changed his career.
Coach Desko and Coach Donahue and I sat down in Coach Desko's office, I think, my sophomore year, and he was just kind of like, look, like, we got to see something out of you, or like, we're at, you know, just being respectful to you as a player and a person, like, maybe think going somewhere else, or like, kind of like putting it in my head a little bit, just to kind of maybe motivate me a little bit more. And I think just that conversation with them kind of made them realize, like, look, I didn't want to be here just to be on the team or you know, have the perks of being a Division I lacrosse player at Syracuse. I wanted to make an impact.
But luckily for Salcido and the Orange, that meeting pushed him to new heights instead of a new school.
Pass in the middle to Salcido, and he puts that one right in the corner.
A shot, and Salcido puts it in the back of the net.
Salcido on the right alley. He winds and scores!
One of the kids is like, you should write a story about it and give it to a freshman next year and, like, title it the underdog, thinking like you've always been the underdog, but I never really thought that I was, like, the underdog, you know what I mean? Like, I've always believed in myself, I guess. I mean, yeah, there was times where, I kind of doubted it and kind of thought maybe, like, this isn't for me and maybe this isn't the plan. But, whenever I get knocked down, I always want to get back up, and I just like working hard at it.
One man who has seen Salcido's progression from day one is head coach John Desko, who believes Salcido is someone young lacrosse players can look up to.
He's really a product of his own hard work, a great example for any high school player or youth player today to say, hey, you know, here's a guy that's, picked up the fundamentals, wall ball, came in and watched film, has worked extra hard in strength and conditioning. He's down to goal shooting with his left hand, shooting with his right hand all the time, and is just a sponge when it comes to the game of lacrosse, always learning.
While Salcido was in high school, other players from the area rolled their eyes at the midfielder's Syracuse dreams. But now, with an All-American award to his name, it's Salcido who has the last laugh.
I mean, I'm just kind of letting the story kind of do the talking for me. But, if I see guys from my high school or my rival high schools back home, you know, they're always pretty nice and, you know, congratulate me and, you know, tell me they've been keeping up with it. And I guess it's a good feeling to kind of see it kind of come back around and kind of bite them.
As a guy who went from being a walk-on to a star, Salcido makes sure to pass down a message to the players who were once in his shoes.
Yeah, I just think hard work and patience, you know, persistency and being honest with yourself, I think it's the biggest thing. You know, all these kids come out of high school, we're all top recruits. You know, I was like a top 30 midfielder in the country coming out of high school. And, you know, you think you're going to step on campus and be the man, and then you get to that first practice and you got like another thing coming.
While Salcido's journey from Winter Park has trended upwards over the last couple seasons, there's one thing he has yet to accomplish during his 5 years at SU, a national championship. If the Orange is hoisting the trophy on Memorial Day weekend this year, it will cap off one of the most unlikely careers in Syracuse lacrosse history. Tyler Aki, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.